No, you won't. High blood pressure is responsible for more than half of all strokes and heart attacks, but often shows no symptoms. 1 in 3 people in Somerset with high blood pressure don't know they have it. Give your health the attention it deserves. Monitoring your blood pressure is simple and quick, and the only way to know if you are at risk. You can borrow a free monitor at your local Somerset library or visit a pharmacy for a free check. Search Take the Pressure Off Somerset.
Hello, it's Barry Alloway with some more Sounds Like the 60s. Yes, hello, it's me again, and welcome to another edition of Sounds Like the 60s. I must say, now we're deep into April, the weather seems to be just a little bit better, actually. We've got some sunshine today. We're not getting eclipses like those lucky Americans, but never mind. I've got some great music just to broaden things out for you tonight. I'm going to start off with a B-side from a Beatles album. It was, in fact, issued first of all on Hard Day's Night, but then became a B-side for an individual single. But to my opinion, it deserved much better than that. It's called Things We Said Today.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love. And though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love. And though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today.
A song which first saw the light of day as an album track, of course, with A Hard Day's Night, but in my opinion, deserved to be much better than just a B-side. And there you are, I'm not a producer. Now, up next is a song which was originally issued in the States and became a hit for the Drifters. When it was issued over here, there was a bit more competition. Both Jimmy Justice and Craig Douglas had a number 9 hit with this version of When My Little Girl Is Smiling.
Every time my baby and I have a quarrel, I swear I won't give in. Then my baby starts to smile at me, and I know, I just can't win. when my little girl is smiling. I can't stay mad at her for long. Why should I want to fight when I can hold her tight? I just don't care who's right or wrong. Oh, let me tell you now, when my little girl is smiling, there's nothing more I can say. I see those big bright eyes, and then I realize that girl is gonna get her way. But you would understand why her wish is my command if you were in my place. When my little girl is smiling, it's the greatest thrill there can be. She gets her way, it's true, but I know I won't be blue as long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me.
Heard that one for a long time. That was the Craig Douglas version of a three-way hit for When My Little Girl Is Smiling. Got to number nine in our charts of 1962. Now, if you want to join the programme, please do. I'd be delighted to hear from you. The easiest way, of course, is to look at our website and you can see Contact the Presenter. You can listen to the programme now being played and you can just type a little note to me. It'll pop up on the screen next to me. Likewise, you can just send me an email, studio@tenradio.org. That will find me. Or you can send me a text beginning with the word studio, adding your message and sending it to 077 86 202 240. If you've got a request or any particular comments, I'd be delighted to hear from you. Going on now to 1966 and the biggest hit of all for Mr. Jimmy Ruffin.
I walk this land of broken dreams. I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed?
Who had love that's now departed?
The biggest of three hits, that one for Jimmy Ruffin, whose brother David, by the way, was the lead singer of The Temptations. Very talented couple, weren't they? But Jimmy had three hits in the 1960s. That was the biggest by far, reaching number four in 1966. Now, cast your mind back to 1962, and The Twist, of course, was all the rage that year. Chubby Checker really was... began the movement, I suppose, but several other big names joined in very quickly, like this big hit for Sam Cooke.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. With the older queen who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
Still got that buzz, hasn't it? Great sound, that one. Sam Cooke, of course, and his version of Twistin' the Night Away got to number six in our charts of 1962. Now, from time to time on Sounds Like the 60s, I've actually played you the Simon and Garfunkel song Sound of Silence. But did you know that there was another big hit version of it which came out in 1966 and got to number three in our charts? Any idea who it was? Well, I tell you, it was The Bachelors.
Hello darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that spent the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more,
maybe more.
People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share.
of silence. Foods that die you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words echoed in the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was for me, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered in the sound of silence.
This is
Radio.
Across a snake in the grass. Every day now, you'll take a walk here. What do you say now? If you should meet an evil-minded snake in the grass, stop and watch where you're putting your feet. Under my thick skin, I could be lonely. Please can I come in? And end my sad existence as a snake in the grass. Stop and watch where you're putting your feet. My sweet, I don't wanna do anything bad, but you make me mad and I'm about your face.
I wonder if you know who that was. It was very different from their normal tracks. It was Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. I must admit, it's one of their lesser played hits, because I haven't played it, I don't think, for a long, long time. Got to number 23, though, in our charts of 1969. And talking about 69, Humble Pie, a British group, had only one hit, but it did get to number 4.
Thank you.
Apple Pie, and their only British success, actually. Got to number four in 1966. For a bit surprising for them, though, because they were an exceptionally good group with two founders with big big names. Steve Marriott and Heard guitarist Peter Frampton were two of the original founders of the group, and they were very big and very successful, I gather, in tours of America, but for some reason it didn't repeat itself over here in the UK. There you go. Right, it was number four in 1969, as I say. We're going back now 3 years to 1966, and one of those hits for Wayne Fontana, which he did without the Mindbenders for a change. It was still a very good song, actually, but perhaps not as well known as some. It's called Come On Home.
Ever since my baby walked away, I feel I wanna die. Still I'm here waiting and awaiting. Let me tell you why. Give her everything I got. Now she's gone and left me flat. Says she never will come back no more. Sky, tears fill my eyes, wondering things we used to do, just you and I. Every morning, noon and night, I sit alone and I wonder why. Whatever made you say
we'll be right back.
Dance, Dance, Dance by the Beach the Beach Boys, which didn't really enjoy the success that many of its predecessors and subsequent records did. It only got to number 23 in our charts of 1965, but still, it did show the boys off, I think, extremely well. Now, Bend Me, Shape Me was a record which was a big hit in the States, first of all, before being turned over by Amen Corner here in the UK. But I thought you might like to hear the original version, which comes from American Breed. The original version of Bend Me, Shape Me from Illinois group American Breed. Now we go to Merseyside for our next hit, which was a version of Baby I Need Your Loving, which had been a hit in the States, but the Foremost decided to have a go at it themselves, and this is what it sounded like.
Another day, another night. Let's
It had been a hit for the Four Tops and the Supremes in the States, but over here, the Foremost decided to have a go, and I thought, very good version indeed. It did get to our top 25 in 64. Right, now we're going on to the Foundations, who had so many hits in the UK. This is just one of them, of course. Got to number 18 in our charts of 1968, and I'm sure you'll instantly recognise, if I can get the thing lined up, which I've got a bit of a problem, but never mind. It'll come back. Ah, that's a nuisance. Right, let's try again. Right, got it. A little bit of problem with a computer, but I'm there now. As I say, this is the Foundations and one of their hit records, Back on My Feet Again.
Yeah!
A group who, to me, always sounded like an American Motown group, but they weren't. They were British, strangely enough. But from 1967 and 1968, they had some great tracks, like that one, Back on My Feet Again, which was top 20 in 68. Now, we often think of Stevie Wonder as a star of the 70s and the 80s, but many of his early hits actually came from the 60s, like this one. For Once in My Life.
Before, for once I have something I know
won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Early Stevie Wonder, that one got to number three in 1968 for Stevie, for Once in My Life. Now, three records ago, I played you a song by The Foremost, who are one of those groups signed up by Brian Epstein. He seemed to have a touch for spotting talent and signing it up in the early 60s, including, of course, The Beatles. But another one of his big signings, who did very well for him, were Billy J. Kramer and The Dakotas. Here they are with one of their big hits, a Lennon and McCartney song, Do You Want to Know a Secret?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, 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 closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, I've known the secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Closer, let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. Nobody knows, just we two. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you.
Song which really should have been a Beatles hit, but there you are. Billy J. Kramer took it to number two in 1963. Did very well for himself, actually, from a number of Beatles songs. We're now going to have a bit of reggae music, and it's Johnny Nash recommends that you hold me tight.
I don't want to hear it, no more fussing and fighting, baby. Hold me tight. Let's let bygones be bygones. Let's think about tomorrow, girl. Our future's bright.
I know I was wrong, but I was just a fool, too blind to see. You were the only girl for me. Oh, but now I see the light, and everything's gonna be alright, baby. Hold me tight. Ba 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 ba. Well, I know I was wrong, but I was just a fool, too blind to see. You were the only girl for me. Oh, but now I see the light, and everything's gonna be alright, baby. Hold me tight. Girl, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I need you. I don't mean maybe. You will always be my baby. Ba 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 ba.
A song which took Johnny Nash to number 5 in our charts of 1968, Hold Me Tight.
105.3
Radio. Time for Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
I'm so hungry, so hungry for love. I'm so hungry, so hungry for love. What's the use of worrying? You don't care about the mood I'm in. I just wanna spend every week, every day, every hour with you. Just remember and you'll feel so glad. There were times when you made me feel bad. What's the use of worrying? You don't care about the mood I'm in. I just wanna spend every week, every day, every hour with you. What's the use of worrying? You don't care about the mood I'm in. I just wanna spend every week, every day, every hour with you. Hungry for love, so hungry for love.
Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, that one got to our top 20 in 1963. Now, just to show how perfidious the record buying public were, excuse me, in 1964. A huge hit came the way of the Honeycombs, Have I the Right? You might remember it was a big number one, and they could do no wrong. But the same year, another one of their releases just about squeaked in to the top 40. It was called Is It Because?
Is it because it's a summer's night? Is it because the stars are bright? Is it because there's music and there's wine? I feel so fine when I'm with you. No, it's because you're high.
Named after their female drummer, Honey Lantry, and the Honeycombs, of course. It's a song called Is It Because? And it got to just about 38, I think, in our charts of 1964. They disappeared off the scene almost as quickly as they come. But they were one of those proteges of the late Joe Meek. And I think you can tell that by the actual sound, because it had the sound of the Tornadoes and one or two other groups echoing through it all the way through, I think. Right, time to hear from the Hollies, If I Needed Someone.
Some other day, then it might not have been like this. Can't you see how I'm too much in love? You see how I'm too much in love.
you are, the Hollies, and a number 20 hit from 1965 for them, If I Needed Someone. Time is marching on. I've got time to squeeze two in, like this one from Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town. I'm gonna snowball, Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn a loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. They laugh at you in Jackson,
I doubt it.
And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you round that town like a scarlet hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, yeah,
hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'll go to Jackson, and that's a natural fact. We're gone to Jackson, ain't never coming back. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson.
Lee Hazelwood, a man with an incredibly flat voice, partnering Nancy Sinatra. And one of their big hits, Jackson, got to number 20 in our charts of 1967. Well, that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. I do hope that you've enjoyed it. Next week, I'm not actually here, but there will be a chance to hear one of my earlier programs. A repeat, in other words. But thank you very much for listening. Back in 2 weeks' time with a brand new show. I do hope that you'll be joining me then. Don't forget, I'm here on Friday morning with the Friday Breakfast Show together with Robin, and we're looking forward to that very much. I'm going to leave you with a big Shadows hit, and I love the Shadows music. This one was called Shindig, so it's Barry saying take care of yourselves and see you soon.